From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is stepping up pressure on BP to do more to stop the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and to set aside substantial resources to compensate those affected by the spill. NPR's Korva Coleman joins us now. Korva, how is BP reacting to this demand?
Well, Craig, BP's board of directors is meeting today to discuss the demand, and U.S. officials are urging the energy company to take shareholder money and instead fund an account for oil spill damage. White House advisor David Axelrod told NBC this is part of holding BP accountable.
We want to make sure that they meet that responsibility, and that's going to be made very clear to them. It's been made clear to them throughout, but we want to set up a structure and protect the integrity of that fund.
Any fund would be run by an independent third party. No dollar amount has been announced, but some Senate Democrats say BP should establish a fund worth at least $20 billion. Separately, Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum is demanding BP set aside $2.5 billion for his state's losses. Craig?
Thanks. NPR's Korva Coleman in Washington. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president will be back on the Gulf Coast today.
President Obama will visit a Coast Guard station in Gulfport, then head to Theodore, Alabama. Theodore is on Mobile Bay, where some of the richest estuaries in the country have been clogged with oil. Workers at a staging area in Theodore are cleaning oil-soaked boom and reloading it onto ships to go back into the Gulf. After spending tonight in Pensacola, Mr. Obama will meet military personnel on Tuesday before heading home. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Teams of American mining experts brought to Afghanistan by the Pentagon have reportedly found nearly $1 trillion worth of mineral deposits in that country. The New York Times reports those deposits, which include gold, copper, cobalt, and key industrial metals such as lithium, could eventually transform Afghanistan into one of the world's most important mining centers. Spirit Airlines is canceling all of its flights through tomorrow. NPR's Greg Allen reports the low-cost carrier is trying to negotiate a new contract with its striking pilots.
Spirit Air and its pilots have been in a contract dispute now for more than 3 years. The pilots say they're paid less than pilots at other low-cost carriers. Spirit says it's offering its pilots a 29% salary increase over 5 years. The union says that increase only matches inflation. Contract talks broke down on Saturday. The union then called a strike, stranding hundreds of passengers in Detroit, New York, and Fort Lauderdale, where Spirit is based. The airline says passengers on the canceled flights will receive full refunds plus $100 credit toward future travel. Yesterday, while angry passengers worked to find other flights, a group of the pilots gathered near Fort Lauderdale's airport for a rally. Spirit Air mostly flies between the East Coast and destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Iraq's new parliament is now in session, but the lawmakers have postponed a decision on a new president. There's still no consensus on how to form a coalition government 3 months after parliamentary elections. This is NPR News from Washington. Former British Prime Minister and now Middle East envoy Tony Blair says he believes Israel is ready to ease its blockade of the Gaza Strip. Blair made the comments as European Union foreign ministers gathered in Luxembourg. The latest remake of The Karate Kid has been the biggest draw at movie theater box offices over the weekend. NPR's Trina Williams reports the film earned an estimated $56 million.
Take up your jacket. Take it down. Put it on.
You ready?
Take it off.
I already did.
Jacket off.
This updated version of 1984's Karate Kid stars Jaden Smith. His parents, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, are among the producers. In this version, Smith's character moves to China with his mom. After landing on the wrong side of one too many punches and kicks, he finds a martial arts instructor in Jackie Chan, who is initially reluctant. The big screen debut of the 1980s hit TV series The A-Team was a distant second. Shrek Forever After fell to third place after dominating the box office for three consecutive weekends. Get Him to the Greek and Killers were next. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Country music star turned businessman Jimmy Dean has died at the age of 81 at his home in Virginia. Dean's biggest hit song was Big Bad John, but he also hosted a popular TV variety series and appeared regularly in the series Daniel Boone. Dean launched his brand of sausage using his down-home persona to sell the products in TV ads.
Sausage is a great deal like life. You get out of it about what you put into it. And at Jimmy Dean, we put in the good quality cuts of meat.
Dean sold the company to Sara Lee Corporation in 1984, but he clashed with the firm a few years ago when it let him go as company spokesman. Dean is a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.